Cheerio, good day, mates. Today we're doing the Human Podcast Week in Quickie edition. I'm Alex. We got my lovely wife over here, also Alex.
I'm a Sheila, thank you very much.
My Sheila.
Thank you.
And we got this this broad over here, Courtney.
Yeah.
I mean, she's all fucked up, so let's just get right into the fucking things. This one is a day late, you know, better late than never. It's for Labor Day. So I was busy doing fucking things, so fuck off, you fucking wankers. But this is September 7th, 2020. We got 15 minutes to fucking get through six fucking, or maybe seven. Maybe I'll fucking tell them all how Courtney's house is burning down.
No.
Let's all start with Texas. You know, these fucking blokes over there in Texas, and boats at a pro-Trump parade started sinking due to a large number of boats on Lake Travis, just west of Austin. I mean, they're all there for a pro-Trump parade, you know, just celebrating Trump. And so I guess, you know, Poseidon for Biden.
Oh my goodness. I saw, like, the most stupidest truck flying American flags and Trump flags.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, that might have been my truck.
No, it was like four flags in total, like the American flag and then the Trump
flag. She doesn't know the difference between trunk and Trump.
How many flags do you fly before it's gay?
Just one. The gay flag.
What?
It's legal to get married in Australia if you're gay, though, so that's great.
And I think in Canada, too. Right?
Yeah, of course. You could have gotten married in Canada, legalized marriage before America did.
You can do anything in Canada.
It's Canagay.
Canagay. Okay, hurry up and start the story.
Yeah, that was the first story. Fucking bunch of ships just sunk and they had to fucking dip them out of the water. Because these fucking dipshits were out there drinking and fucking, you know, drinking Budweiser. They're like, America! Trump!
Oh my goodness.
But, you know, for the second story of the fucking week, a Frenchman blew up half of his house while trying to kill a fly.
Wait, what?
Yes.
How do you explain that to the house insurance?
Okay. So, a man in his 80s, they didn't identify him, because that would be embarrassing.
It would be.
He was trying to kill a fly, right?
Uh-huh.
And they have these electric fly swatters, and you know, you're swatting these flies. And unfortunately for this bloke, he had a gas leak in his house. And they create sparks, and it blew up.
Is he alive?
He is fine. He has a burn on his hand. The fly is alive as well.
Oh dear.
And it is mocking him. So fly one, man zero. He will get it and it will become a parody of sorts. He will fucking destroy half the world destroying this fly.
And then flies are fucking annoying.
There is a book back in the day about an old lady that swallowed a fly. And then she started swallowing a whole bunch of other shit to try and get to the fucking shit that she swallowed.
What?
There was an old lady that swallowed a fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. And it just keeps on going crazy and crazy until she swallows a horse.
What the fuck?
And, you know, now she dies.
This is a book for children?
For children, yes. It is a great book for children.
It is?
I feel like it.
Oh my God.
I feel like it's a one-way street to Pika.
Yeah, whatever.
Or Pika. I'm not quite sure how to say it.
I mean, she swallows a fucking frog to get the fly.
Ew!
Then she swallows like a...
I don't need to know what else.
I think I remember this story.
Yeah.
I found it creepy.
Thank you. I am exceptionally creeped out.
Yeah.
This is like fucking cutting open the wolf to find grandma from the woodsman all over again.
Yeah, and then she swallowed something, and it's like, she swallowed the most, and she's a ghost of, you know, just something stupid. And she dies at the end, which is great. It's like, this is why your grandma died.
Oh, my God. Sorry. That's the second time I've said it.
All right. For our third story, I love this one. Over there in Douglas County, Georgia, a sheriff's deputy was serving papers to this house. I didn't really fucking care why they were serving papers, but they were. And, you know, she left a door open to, you know, make a quick retreat if a dog is chasing her, if, like, some crazy dude's chasing her. And a goat jumps in her car and starts eating the paperwork.
That the police are selling?
It jumps inside the fucking, the sheriff's deputy's police cruiser and starts munching away at the paperwork inside the vehicle. And of course these goats are assholes. They all are.
I hope it's shit in her.
Yeah, she's like, all right, get out of the fucking car. You know, starts pushing it with her hand. You see her pushing the fucking goat. And it's just not going.
Well, no, it's a goat.
It's just like, what? And just, like, eats a no fucking pat. I'm like, ah, you're doing the Lord's work.
He is.
I'm like, he's like, Black Lives Matter. Bah.
Was it a black goat?
No, it was brown. Aww. Brown with white spots on the face, as always. All right. And here is the story that, that I didn't fucking put in the human podcast, which will release on Wednesday at the normal time. So if you're listening to this before, you'll have heard me, you know, redact a story. This is that story. Dr. Zachary Sussman went to an ER in his network for an antibody test for COVID-19, just to see if he had the fucking virus. When he, you know, he went in, he's like, all right, hey, I am a doctor, you know, with your practice here. And like, all right, you know, put in your insurance. He's like, not a problem. Does that. And they charge him and his insurance nearly $11,000.
Bravo.
And he was so dismayed by this, he quit his hospital. I mean, not his job, obviously not his job forever. But, you know, he quit that hospital because of fucking ethics violations.
Yes.
He figured it would be like a couple $100, maybe. He'd have to pay it or his insurance would. But no. They fucked him. Right in his fucking stupid face. And called him a cunt. Oh my God.
So does he still have to pay it?
I'm sure, yes.
God.
Sucks for him.
That is so dumb. I heard that they were charging like up to $20,000.
Yeah.
And some shit. For some of the COVID tests.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can fucking get away with it.
Yeah, we got some extra time. So here's a quick story. Over there in San Francisco, local gym owners are fucking up in arms because the government gyms that are for police officers and all that are open for police officers and government officials. So it is a double standard for...
Seriously?
Yeah, not even joking.
Wait, so in the county, they don't have, like, public gyms open?
Yeah, because all the gyms are closed because of COVID, obviously.
Yeah.
And then we got, you know, the fucking government gyms for these police officers and these government officials to go in, and they are wide open. They've been open since the beginning of July.
Well, I mean, they have to be fit for their job, though.
I beg to differ. I've seen so many goddamn fat cops.
This is true.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking titties jiggle when they're arresting you. It's like, why are your titties jiggling?
They're getting old.
Oh my God, it's just they're fat. They fucking stuff donuts under their tits to have midday snacks. It's like, oh, it's salty. Delicious.
Push it, bra.
But here's a story of how Courtney's house is burning. An El Dorado blaze sparked by a gender reveal party.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, the pyrotechnics and a gender reveal party.
Oh my God.
Damn near, you know, it's right by her fucking house.
Yeah, my dad's like right out of at the cutoff line of where they evacuated, so he hasn't evacuated. He hasn't gotten an order to evacuate quite yet, but the fire is going away from him, thank goodness.
So it's going towards other people, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he could evacuate. Where is he going to run to?
Oh my god. Really? That is kind of funny, though.
But here is some good news that everyone should hear. Sudan, you know, the Middle East, has ended 30 years of Islamic law by separating religion and state.
Nice.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yay. So,
if you don't understand, they have, you know, like religious law and religious police, where if you're not doing things, you can get in trouble. But now they've separated that, and so you can either be, you know, it's giving them wiggle room on religion.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So women aren't getting their heads chopped off nearly as much. Still yeah, happens, much. But...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And now for the Florida story. You got bonus stories, everyone. You should be happy.
Yay!
Yes.
But a St. Pete man arrested for domestic battery jumps into the bay with handcuffs on and dies.
That's the bonus story?
That's the Florida story. So, pretty much...
Did he think he was Captain Jack Sparrow or something?
Well, this was over on Treasure Island, so maybe.
Oh, God. He was on meth.
A 33-year-old man under the arrest for domestic battery died after he broke free from officers and jumped into the Boca Ciguera Bay Sunday night.
What did he imagine happening?
Getting away, swimming.
Did he even know how to swim?
He was black, so no. Okay. But I have to give it up to the officers. They didn't kill him. Bravo, officers. Bravo.
I don't know.
This is a death by lack of effort.
Most likely, yeah.
I mean, he was the one that ran.
Yeah.
So but he would have died in the prison, too.
No, he wouldn't have.
Yes, he would have.
Okay, he wasn't that brown. He was kind of brown. Look at him. He was like, he could get you. He could fuck you.
I mean, not unless he shaved that monstrosity.
Have you seen my beard?
I am immune to it at this point.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I've fucking dealt with it. But yeah, Treasure Island PD did not fucking, you know, comment on this.
They have to call themselves Treasure Island Police.
Yes.
Okay.
The Treasure no. Island Police Treasury.
Jail. Oh my god. Just imagine all the breakout puns.
Imagine all the pirate puns of all the pirate butt sex.
Yeah.
Gross. Ew. Gay.
Oh my goodness.
I'm the gayest man in here. The only man, but the gayest.
Just because you're the only man with a penis doesn't mean you're gay.
But
he would take it from... He would take a pool boy.
Yeah, I'd fuck a pool boy. Not take it from him.
Yeah.
like I'm not getting fucked by pool boys. They're beneath me. You know, literally and figuratively.
Yes.
So, I just, you know... Just, they're like bending over, cleaning my pool filter, and I can just walk right up in the perfect height.
Perfect height.
And they're already wet and sweaty from the day. My dick slips right in.
Ew.
And
ew.
I kiss them on the back of the neck and say, no homo.
You kiss them?
Back of the neck.
Okay, fine.
Say, no homo. And they're like, no, Mr. Pacheco.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, that's not me. I am master.
Oh, my goodness.
But thank you all for listening. Sorry for the later. I don't fucking care, honestly.
You know? I mean, it's a 3-day weekend. It's so a 3-day. It is the end.
It is my weekend. So the weekend quickie.
Yep.
And check out my other podcasts, where I'm a lot more racist. And yeah. Anything else you we got a penis viewing competition coming up. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
At the end, we'll
choose the best looking one.
At the end of next fucking episode of the Human Podcast, we have a penis competition. So if you have great cocks, send them in. We want to see them.
We also want to see the not so great cocks. We can make fun of them.
Oh my god. We will judge them live on the episode.
They will all be judged harshly. There will be no compliments for me.
I will compliment every single one. I will tell you how I will suckle on your cock. I know it's gay. No homo.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully Courtney's house doesn't burn down, and
hopefully it doesn't. I wouldn't want it to.
I mean, just be glad your dad didn't try and burn down your house with a fly.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.